Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Crosstalk Unhinged is back. Waddle is not. He is drinking Coors Light. Probably sitting on John Fox's lap right now.
Better than somewhere else.
In Marco Island on his boat. I believe they are getting together.
Yeah, they know. He told us they were.
They have or they will this
nice
week.
Boat.
So it's the three of us.
Does Waddle stick with the Coors Light, even? I mean, I know, may sometimes, hey, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But, you know, you're somewhere warm, you're on a boat. You know, does he mix it up? Does he go with the Corona? Does he go with the Dos Equis? Does he go with the Mai Tai? Does he go with the Pina Colada? Or do you think he's sitting there drinking Coors Light? Because that's what Waddle does.
I think he's loyal to Coors Light.
Yeah.
Now, I will drink any domestic beer, like Miller Light, Bud Light. They've all been good to us.
Yeah,
Coors Light.
Sure.
I was drinking Coors Light this weekend.
Were you?
Yeah, that's what I got, like the 15 pack of the 16 ounce, the stadium ones. Yeah, those are the good ones.
The big ones.
And I would have like three every afternoon. At about 2 o'clock, I would start.
I'm like a big when in Rome guy. You know, Yurko knows I don't really drink rum much. Yurko appreciates rum. I don't drink rum. But the minute I go to the islands, I'm drinking rum.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big when in Rome. I don't know.
That's good, though.
I guess.
Drink what you want.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, and it's, to me, it's like, hey, do what the locals kind of do, you know? And so I wonder. But you're probably right. Waddle's like, hey, through and through, true and true, tried and true. He's just sticking with his Coors Light on
a
boat
somewhere. That's what the man loves.
He's taught me, and like for me, after years of now going on vacation and experimenting, like I would be the big frozen drink guy.
Yeah.
When in Rome, let's get the pina colada, let's get rum going, all the different things. What I've learned is just my love, especially now that I'm older, of day drinking beer. Is
really?
Fantastic.
Wow.
It just reminds me of being at a Bears game, being at a Cubs game, a baseball game, and it's a slower burn.
Yeah,
I like being at dinner and drinking some of the hard stuff or wine, and then you feel buzzed quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's a slow little loosen up burn.
All right.
And then, now I'm not having anyone check my oil,
York. You sure?
Don't go into that.
Yeah, well, you never know. You get too looped up.
Hey, you're on vacation. Why not?
You get too looped up. You don't know what's going to happen.
I hear you. Like a cold beer, slow burn on a hot day, sitting in the sun. There's something nice about that.
And there's more to it. You know what I mean? You've got 16 glorious ounces.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a rum drink, what do you have, 4 or 5 ounces?
Well,
6 ounces?
Probably, and then it's all sugary juice in there.
Right.
You're right, yeah.
What I like after a summer day of golf,
mm-hmm.
when it's about 90 degrees out, coming in and getting that first beer.
Like that?
Yeah.
Ice cold.
And it goes down so smooth and silky.
That sounds
good. It's unbelievable.
That does sound good right
now. That's what does it for you. But it's got to be a hot day.
Makes you think of a golf course. Huh?
Got to be hot. Yeah.
Like you're sitting in the sun. The kids are... My kids are now of the age where you don't have to watch them in the pool like hawks.
Yeah.
They're good swimmers. So daddy can start getting his drink on.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Get looped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get lubed up.
No, lubed up. I'm not getting lubed up.
No, I didn't say lubed up.
Lubed up and lubed.
You full lubed up. Where is your mind
at? You might have gotten lubed up a little.
What's going on your vacation?
Again, it was vacation.
My heavens. The point of that thought, though, is with golf, then, is then with the nice little barbecue, some steaks.
Yeah.
Some mashed taters. Not mashed, but baked potatoes on there.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Summer cooking, my man.
Start feeling that, you know. You can get that good feel. Or the burgers, you know, with some nice cheese, fresh tomatoes, lettuce.
Before you know it.
Grilling season.
You put the buns on the grill.
And just get the buns for how long, Yerk?
Oh, just to get them a little crispy.
30 seconds.
Just a little crispy.
Put a little butter on there before you put it on.
There's already butter
smart.
On there. And maybe even a little garlic, you know.
Yeah,
put a little
smart.
Garlic on there.
Get that bun
smidge.
Flavored.
Yeah. And then you put the burger. Then you got that garlic flavor on the bottom. And you're like, oh, my.
Grilling tips.
I'm telling you.
Just the tip.
Good. And
on Crosstalk Unhinged.
When I'm barbecuing, I like mayonnaise usually on a burger or a sandwich, but not with barbecue because there's enough juice there.
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Enough juice. But in the winter, if I'm cooking a burger in a skillet,
Yeah.
Then when I'm putting there's,
really,
yeah, there's mayonnaise on that one. American cheese, ooh, little tomato.
Waddle hates mayo.
Yeah. Well, who cares about Waddle? He's not here.
Fuck that asshole. He's not here.
He was here. Who cares about Waddle?
Fuck him in the other ear.
Listen, if people don't like mayo, don't use mayo. I don't give a rat's ass what people do. You don't want to use mayo, don't use mayo. I don't care. You want to use what's that called? Garlic ole?
Garlic aioli.
Aioli, there you go. You want to throw that on there, throw it on there. I don't care what you want to throw on. Some people like different stuff on there.
I'm with you. I think it's
the
stupid.
Whole ketchup, mustard.
Right.
I don't care what you
if
do.
If you want to fucking put ketchup on your hot
whatever
dog.
Whatever you
I'm
want.
I'm from Chicago. I like the Chicago dog.
Yeah. You want to drop
a
dookie?
Ketchup on my dog. But listen, if you do, who gives a fuck?
You want to drop a dookie in the bun and eat it? That's your business.
All right, that maybe is a little bit inappropriate.
That's your business.
You
that's
know.
Not my business.
No. Different strokes, Carm.
The point is, it's not my business. All right?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Do what you want. Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah, that's. I agree.
That's what it, when it comes to food, that's what it, I'm calling this guy up one time. What did I need some Italian advice the other day?
Oh, well, you wanted to know how to make
some Italian advice.
A little vodka, which a little heavy cream.
The heavy cream
and
vodka.
In the tomato sauce. Yeah. Gives you your vodka sauce. That's what you get
what
right
is
there.
What is this? The weekend and then he calls
you?
Yeah,
I give him a call. I need some advice every once in a while. How long, you know?
Yeah.
How do I know it's el dente?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or he wanted to know how to make a lamb bolognese, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, this fucking guy's making lamb bolognese all
some
of a sudden.
Bolognese
I'm like,
sauce. You know, lamb bolognese
pretty
sauce.
Good.
What do I got to use?
Is it? Are you, when you see the Yurko come up on your phone on the weekend,
he knows.
Is that par for the course?
Yeah.
Or is it, so you'll see.
Two ways I communicate.
And he's a caller, right?
Yeah.
Two ways I communicate. It'll either be calling him directly, or I'll send him a picture of bourbon.
Yes.
And it'll be a wide picture, and I go, are any of these worth the money?
Yeah, he does do that a lot.
Are any worth the money? And then he'll look at them, and he'll say, oh, well, that one's a little overpriced. If I get on, when I see a big group of, I take the picture, he goes, what's worth the money?
He does do that a lot, which is fine. I'm cool with.
Why are you a talker? Is it because of your fat fingers or something that you're not a good texter?
No, I'm a good picture taker.
No, I know, but my chunky fingers. Instead of just, hey, Carm, I'm making lamb bolognese.
See, I see you already double thumb. I'm not a double thumb. I'm one finger guy.
A hunt and pack.
But you were right there. You didn't have the machine in your hand.
Small finger guy.
You didn't have the machine in your hand, but you had both thumbs working. It means you're a double thumb guy.
I'm a double thumb guy.
I'm not a double thumb guy. I'm a one guy, one thumb guy. That's it. I don't go with two. I'm not flying all over the board here. It's not what I do.
Oh, God.
And autocorrect's the worst enemy in the world.
It is. I know.
Should I ask the question, too, that came up yesterday on your show?
Yeah, whatever.
On
our show yesterday?
Yes, this is a question that came up on your, or like you guys were discussing it. And for Crosstalk Unhinged.
Yeah, I remember you guys talking about it. Yeah. Have you talked about it. Should it come up?
No. I don't know if this is too dirty for Crosstalk Unhinged.
Oh,
I don't
know. How could it be? What could be too dirty?
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Oh.
Have I ever sent? Well, I think one in my lifetime, but it was requested.
Wow.
This was requested.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I was not expecting that.
I wasn't expecting you to say yes.
It was requested.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm very.
Did you like chub up?
I was in full glory. I was in all my glory. All my glory. And I had to find an angle, you know, the right angle?
Yeah.
To really make it look ascending. I wanted it to look like the Washington Monument. So you had to get an angle from down low.
Instead, it was a leaning tower of Pisa.
Right. You got to worry about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
No.
So someone.
Upon request, yes. One was sent, yes.
Wow. Are you worried that
I was worried at the time.
That it got, if she did something with it?
But it was guaranteed that it was going to be gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this a stock photo you have on your phone in case there are any other requests?
Of Julian.
Yeah, that's
you remember the great adult film star Julian?
If someone asked me, I think I would send like a picture of Lexington Steel, and they'd be like, but wait, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. It's just me. Yeah. It's okay.
I was really tan.
I was tan
that day. I came back from Brazil.
It's all good. That's me. Trust me.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think I might pull that move if it was ever requested.
Boy, Jersey.
How did this come up? Yeah, you guys were talking about what, Rodgers and then into Favre?
Yes. And Yurko, it brought up. Yeah, and then somehow we talked about, like, Favre was one of the original, send the dick pic out, and he got busted for
it. And then we started naming others.
You mentioned Salisbury. Do you want to give this is a good place to give a little context, or now are we getting into no man's land here?
You know, like,
I don't know.
Salisbury used to work here with us, and he would show, like, us sometimes.
Yeah, and interns.
Yeah, and interns. And, like,
you see the one where it's like a it's an X-ray of a person's leg.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it's, you know, you see the appendage.
Yeah.
Sitting right next to it. You know, hey, do you think my leg's broken?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you see, oh my, it's an anaconda.
Hammer in there.
There's
an
anaconda over there.
We were trying to figure out, like, about the timeline, because not only were we just starting to text, obviously, but it was also when camera phones were becoming really prevalent. So
right.
Was that like 04, 05 that guys started sending pictures of their junk out?
I don't know. I guess when the technology got better. And then with the iPhone, right, where everyone had the camera. I remember we went through a stage, Carm, where we used to carry the cameras around.
Yes.
With a little mini, what do they call it? The GB?
The memory card.
Yeah.
Basically, the memory card.
The gigabyte card?
Yeah.
It's like a one gig
memory card on your phone, and you take your pictures.
And then because no one really had phones. But like,
or on your off-camera, excuse me.
Yeah. And like, Carm and I, first of all, I always liked Salisbury, and I still do. But first, they replace us
with that show.
So you should remember exactly about what time that happened.
Oh, yeah. This is 06. And then, and then he's going around showing interns picture of his dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I'm like, what the fuck do I have to do to get back on? You know, like, Carm and I should not be on at 7. We should still be on at 9.
Should we go show everybody our cocks? What do you think?
It was a space ball.
Yeah. It was Len Weiner at the time?
No, it
was Len here for a little bit?
No, Len was a fan.
So it was Len
first. I think Len may have put us together.
And then Spaceball.
Yeah.
And then Justin Craig came in and then became Adam Delvitt after that.
Right, and Jim, Jim, who we love, and I, a guy I owe a lot to and I'm very close with, who was the GM, I think he thought we were too young then,
I think
too.
He thought we were a little too raw still at the time.
I think the Jerry Reinsdorf interview never helped.
Right.
And that we were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And
I defended you guys.
We were not wrong. We didn't know. I mean, when the center of the Bulls has a heart ailment and it's having an issue with contract talks, and we get the owner of the Bulls, who also happens to be the owner of the Sox, and it's opening day. Of course, we're going to ask him about opening day, but don't you think, like, Jerry Reinsdorf is on, hey, your center is a heart condition. What's the situation going on there? Like, that's off base?
Of course it's not, and it was, I don't know. I think there was a miscommunication. It always seems silly to me the way Jerry reacted. We made amends about it over the years.
You guys made the peace. You wouldn't make the visit.
We made the peace, yeah.
I brought cigars to his office.
You bring some bread?
I brought cigars. I brought a box of cigars. I got a tip, and I went in there.
Yeah.
And we still debated. If I would have known, we would have politely said no. I know Carm and I would love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
But if we can't ask you about stuff that we talk about on the show, like, what good is a guest like that?
Yeah, you're not worth having on.
Yeah, you've done that before.
Yep.
Didn't you have an instance with that where if you didn't want to talk about
it? They had the name of the new sponsor, and they didn't want us to mention it. And it might have been U.S. Cellular, whoever took over there.
Oh,
whatever.
When they named the naming rights?
We were at the silliness.
At Sox Convention.
Yeah, the Sox Convention. And they didn't want us to say anything about it because they're going to have a big to-do on Monday.
Oh,
and we
said,
well, we don't need you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We don't need you. And they didn't like that either.
Yeah, we've
had that. Partners with them in like 04. They didn't need that. They didn't want that. You know, I had a conversation with Jerry.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
About us?
Yes.
About you guys. But I happened to catch him in the elevator here on Dearborn coming down. There he is. And he goes, I got a little problem with you, Mr. Yurkovich. I said, okay. I said, well, let's talk about it. We come down. Harry happens to be there, too.
Hey, Jerry.
On the corner. And, of course, you know, him and I are having a conversation.
Oh, God.
This is a me and Jerry conversation, not a Harry conversation. And Harry's kind of in the thing. So I'm just like over there. And he goes, I got a bone to pick with you, and it's about, what you had said after. He goes, you were out of line, he told me. I said, well, first, Jerry, I said, I don't know if I was out of line. I was defending my guys. He said, you went after my guys.
You're a little bit out of line yourself.
So I was defending my guys. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I'll go back and I'll listen to it. I said, I'm going to let you know if I was a little harsh. Now, I went back, and Bob Boxer found it for me, and it was like 3-4 years later.
Oh, wow.
3-4 years later, he was going to meet with the NHL people to find out if he was going to buy the Coyotes.
The Coyotes, I remember that.
That's the day he was going to meet. He's going to have a conversation. It came out later in the day that he had no interest in buying the Coyotes.
I remember that.
So I'm sitting there. I'll go back and look. I went back and looked. Listen to it. I was a little harsh.
Yeah.
But it needed to be because you got to meet force with force.
You were still defending us.
Remember that.
You're a good teammate. That's why
you got to meet force with force. If he's bringing the heat, I got to bring the same amount of heat back.
Yeah.
So I never have had a chance to have a conversation with him after that. If I go to say, I'm not looking him out. If I happen to find him, I'll pull him aside and say, hey, listen, champ, I listened to it.
Back to this dick pic.
A little bit harsher.
I mean, one
in a lifetime.
Over the last
14 years.
That's awesome.
One.
And did the was
it was received was very this, proudly.
Was this
really?
And wonderful.
Wait, can I ask one other question about this? Because I don't think I knew this, and I know a lot about you.
Quinn. But it's not a conversation that comes up all the time.
Was this pre or post divorce?
Post.
Okay, so this was not.
I'll tell you exactly when it was. It was post me filing.
Okay.
Not 2 weeks ago. Post me filing. Hey.
Okay.
Post me filing and pre me actually getting divorced.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Awesome. And it was met with the woman was excited?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Good
dude,
kid.
This is fabulous.
Did you label it the good kid?
I heard this song in the background going, the mightiest Quinn, I think I heard in the background.
This is so great.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
What's it great
I heard the
for?
Conversation.
7 years
like,
ago.
I can't
awesome.
Wait to bring this up on Crosstalk on Hinge.
So the question comes to you guys.
Have you guys ever seen a pic? No.
No.
Yeah.
I'm too self-conscious about my...
What am I doing?
Look at my hand.
I know.
You think I'm sending out my
cat? I can't do it.
Well, listen, first of all, I can't do it. If your hands were holding your cock, it would look much bigger.
Oh, that's true.
It would look much bigger, yeah. So that you got to remember.
Also that's why I shaved.
That's an optical illusion.
Right.
All right? So there's nothing wrong with that.
Shaving's important.
In that same period of time, I was asked if I would record...
Wow.
And that was
an absolute no.
See, I think I might do that before I actually just sent a random pic.
No, why would you do that?
No. You're going to send an X-rated film?
And the great thing is this is like four phones.
A solo act?
Oh, guys. Solo act. Never mind. I thought you meant like record with a woman.
No.
Oh, I
wouldn't record with a woman.
Oh, I might do that.
I was asked, and I was like, no way. But this is like four phones ago. That's the best part. It's a long time.
It's in the cloud, Yurko. Somewhere Yurko's dick is in the cloud.
No, it was never in cloud.
What's that, kids?
Awesome.
Hey, it looks like the good kid's cock.
No, it was never in cloud, ever. It was never clouded up. I was never clouded.
Everything's in the cloud.
No,
Yurko.
Never clouded.
There's Yurko's cock.
Four phones ago.
This is so awesome. This is the best because he won't online bank.
He doesn't trust technology.
Yeah. But he's sending out pictures of his dick.
At the time he was sending dick pics, he didn't have direct deposit.
It's not true.
Because he didn't trust it.
I'm not sending out pics. I sent one pic to one individual.
That's the best. I love this.
I don't think anything
This is the best Crosstalk Unhinged ever.
You guys are nuts.
Yeah, I love you.
I answer honestly. You guys, No, it's awesome. I've never sent anything.
I honestly.
I've never sent nothing to my wife, even.
No, she
said, send me something. And I said, no, I won't.
She would block me.
First of all.
I sent something to Allie.
First of all, yeah, I think my wife might, too. First of all.
My wife did block me permanently.
I'm being honest by telling you, I don't feel comfortable enough in, myself to send a picture like that.
Right.
That's all you should need to know. And even so, there's nothing attractive about it. A woman's body is a work of art. It's a glorious thing in nature. A man's body is disgusting. I don't want to be sending pictures.
What movie are you channeling right now?
I'm not channeling any movie.
You know what movie you are channeling, though?
What is that?
It's Paul Newman and Ogie Oglethorpe's wife in bed.
Oh, in bed.
That's the exact conversation that takes place in Slapshot.
In Slapshot, yeah.
Slapshot. No, I can understand that.
Yeah, you know, a woman's,
is that 50 years old, that movie?
Oh, close. It might be, yeah. But the point is, that's the exact conversation that takes place.
Yeah.
And Paul Newman goes, no, I can understand that. A woman's body is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Guy it's got curves. Yeah. And their skin is beautiful.
It's the same argument.
What do
you
want to see, veiny, bumpy?
So there's a way to say that. Vascular without saying veiny.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can see that. Nobody needs to see that.
Vascular, not veiny.
It's funny because I say hello to mine every morning.
Well, I say hello to mine.
Hey, little buddy. No, I literally talk to him.
Hey, little buddy.
Sometimes he say hello to me.
I look down and I shine a light on him like he's a star. Hey, I shine a light on him like he's a star. You know the flashlight from your phone?
Do you do the Bulls introductions?
Bottom. out of Svidic, Croatia.
Standing at seven inches.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet.
With the
hood.
Standing at 7 inches.
Well, with the kazoo stretched out, it's closer to nine and a half. Surprised how flexible skin is.
And a robust 4.5 inches around.
The tuna can.
8 inches, pound and a half.
Yeah, they call him the tuna can.
Croatia.
That he is long, out of Šibenik.
You know,
I shine the light on him every morning, and I go, "Hey, Chip, are you ready for a good day?"
Oh my lord!
We don't know what's going to happen
today.
Like
a Stuart smiling moment.
We don't know what's going to happen today, but you got to be ready to go just in case.
You're good enough. You're smart enough.
This is the best ever. No, and if there's someone out there who's interested in natural male enhancement as a sponsorship, come on, step up to the plate.
You can get to sponsor this thing, and what we can say, and we could tell the truth about.
Here's another one. Let's be honest. Have you ever had it fail on you?
Sure.
When you had to be too drunk.
When you've been too drunk.
Yeah. Mine was a little bit of that.
Or if you were in a bad relationship and you're like,
couldn't muster up the effort. You know?
You got to close your eyes and you're trying to channel something else.
Was there ever a time when you absolutely needed them? You absolutely needed them.
No.
It was go time. And.
Well, that's what happened to you with Blue Chew, how you finally went to Blue Chew, right?
Yeah, I never go to war without it now. Never go to war without it.
Was it because you were drunk, though? I mean,
A little bit inebriated, you know. And, hey, what are you going to do? You know what happens at that point?
What do you do then?
Oral skills have to come to the forefront.
I was going
to
say other stuff. Yeah.
Other stuff. Oral skills come
to the
forefront.
That's what I'd say. Other stuff. Yeah. And then you never go to war without it.
Brace yourself, Angel. It's
God gave you ten fingers and a tongue for a reason.
That's
right?
True. Right. Exactly right.
10 arthritic fingers.
Yes. Well, they still work.
They got a little more nuance now. They got more, more bumps and curves than they used to have before.
I'm going on like over a month with a numb finger.
I suppose I have
a pinched nerve
in my finger.
A numb this finger right here. It's supposed, and I'm going to get a second opinion. But supposedly,
you got a numb finger.
When the sensation of when you fall asleep. Yeah. Sometimes your hand falls asleep when you're sleeping.
You got tinglies.
It's permanent. It's like
tingling all the time.
All the time.
What?
I can feel it, but it's numb and tingling.
Have you considered a cross fiber massage?
I've done everything
from the point of thing all the way up.
Yes. And I have a massage tomorrow. Mm. And she does. You talk about in the back where she crosses up and down and then crosses.
How about some acupuncture, maybe?
You know, I did acupuncture a ton during cancer. I don't want to bring up the cancer card here.
No, that's
bring
okay.
The conversation down.
No.
But I lived by weekly.
Wow.
Once a week acupuncture
for the side effect of
chemo.
Yeah.
Absolute energy. Never puked once.
How about chiropractor?
I believe in it.
Wow. Have you gotten your neck snapped?
I see a very well known chiropractor in the Chicago area.
Do you?
Yes.
Can you give me his or her name?
Stuart Yass.
I'd like to give him a little money so he can really adjust you.
What would you have him do?
Oh, snap your neck.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
here you go. He's going to be a little
health
bit more
of
a crack than you're used to.
Oh, you snapped his neck. What a shame. What happened? Oh, my God. Oh, my heavens.
Just because you're sending out dick pics.
Why?
Good Lord in heaven.
Listen, you fellas, if you ask the question, you're going to get an answer.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm surprised, you guys are married, though. I can understand. I get it,
It's a little more boring.
Yeah.
Couple of random thoughts. I don't want to get bogged down.
You guys ever ask the wife to give you guys a little shot every blue moon, or do you get a surprise shot from the little ladies?
What kind of shot?
A cleavage shot, something.
Yeah,
maybe a cheek shot, anything like that.
Every once in a while.
You know,
really?
Maybe, that's a couple times.
Don't you see it every night?
Throw the mini skirt up. But it doesn't matter. When you're not there now, and then all of a sudden something naughty's coming down the pipeline. Hey, it's good times, you know?
I get a phone call that the washing machine motor is broken. And then it's going to be $300 to repair.
The fire's always there, but every once in a while it needs to be stoked. Got to stoke that fire with a little something different, kid.
You know, this was our first vacation where we had the kids in the same room.
I know what that meant.
That's a week of nothing.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Tell me about
That's a week of nothing.
That's when you got to find a shower and lock the shower door.
That's your only hope.
That's your hope.
The mood is
weird.
Right?
The mood's weird. I'm with you.
That's when you say, hey.
I don't know if it would work.
No.
If it would work.
Hey, have you ever tasted a bar of soap?
Yeah.
First, That way, you know.
I'm with Sylvie. The mood's too weird.
That way, you know, there's some silence, you know?
You don't even
know. Last thing you need is screams of ecstasy. You don't want that. The kids go, Dad, what are you doing to Mom? What are you doing to Mom? It's Bronk and Bronco here.
Mommy and Dad are just going to shower for a little bit. You guys go on your iPads.
We got to make sure we're going to be clean, kids.
Our kids are too old. They would know something.
Oh, they would know something.
Yeah. They'd be like, what's going on?
What's Dad doing?
Yeah.
He's taking the tugboat to Tuna Town.
I don't think they'd say it quite that way.
I don't know. Like, this used to be Keith, our boss's favorite podcast.
Not anymore.
I don't, and he told us that he just shared it with his 13-year-old.
Not this one.
And now,
this,
yeah, 14, yeah. I think maybe he's 14. I don't know now if this is going to continue. Do we go too blue today?
This might be the last ever Crosstalk Unhinged, so enjoy it. If it was, we went out with a bang.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
We're Mom and Dad.
And there's no
hiding the salami.
There's no use of getting into Aaron Rodgers, LeBron James, or any of the others.
Not today. Can we
save
it?
Listen to on our show.
Not
yes.
today. Next
yes.
week.
Yes, you can listen to on our shows. Carmen and Yurko, of course, 10 to noon. And Carmen and Yurko, 2 to 6. Which, by the way, I may add.
Waddle and Sylvie, 2 to 6.
What did I say?
You said Carmen and Yurko.
Oh, Carmen and Yurko, 10 to noon. And Waddle and Sylvie, 2 to 6. Which I might add. When we did the roommate switch last week, the boss liked what he heard so much. And I think we've always wanted to play the talk show roulette like monthly or every couple of months. In April, we're going to be doing, what are they calling it? Spring trading. In April.
I like it.
Every Wednesday, I think in April, we're going to be swapping hosts in a draft lottery.
Love it.
And it could be at any shift. Why are you laughing, Abdallah?
Abdallah, I'm working with you at night.
I'm laughing because I went through and should baseball be played? The White Sox play every Wednesday night.
Oh, man. Every Wednesday?
Yeah.
We could at least do like an hour show, though.
There's one game that starts at 5, too.
Oh, my God.
No, I love it. I hope I get to work with either Black or Abdallah.
Every single day.
I love it.
So, and then all the hosts from Cap and Hoodie to Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie, Bleck and Abdallah. We're going to be put individual names. They're going to shake up the names of the randomizer that you guys like.
Yeah.
And then they're going to arrange a schedule.
That's great.
Randomly, supposedly, but I do know that they want to get Yurko and Waddle together.
I think it's fat. Oh, they're going to rig it. It's going to be like Patrick Ewing going number one overall.
This has got to be natural.
Yeah, the ball is going to be cold or something, right?
You put four in the lineup.
Patrick Ewing
draft. You put four different people in there.
I love it.
So tell your friends, text your friends that.
Can't be the same. It's got to be somebody different.
All right.
Text your friends and just say, hey, did you know that Yurko has sent a picture of his cock out?
Great.
You should listen to Crosstalk Unhinged and find it on the ESPN Chicago app. So, tell your friends who don't listen to the show that this is the new podcast that is a must listen once a week.
What's it look like? The Washington Monument.
Even though he's not here, we hope he's having fun with Foxy drinking his Coors Lights. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?